Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Women to Women broadcast. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I am excited. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome broadcast in store for you today. Is the church making a difference? Part two. As you know, we aired this first segment about 2 weeks ago, and we had Pastor Tawana Thompson and Sister Tina L. Lane come in as our special guests. And today is not going to be any different. That broadcast was awesome. We had quite a few people calling in. We had Sister Kim from Black Free Thinkers, and she really, really, really had us thinking. So today we have invited back Pastor Tawana Thompson and Sister Tina Lane, and we are also having some special panelists that I have invited to be with us, and they will be calling in, and we are just going to go forward and talk about the church. Is the church making a difference? Is the church making a difference? Part two. So I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to come right back, and we're going to get right into the broadcast. I'm going to play I Give Myself Away, and I Shall Return. And call somebody, tell somebody we're on the air. Tell them to tune in to the Women to Women show today with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. God bless you. I'll be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
is not my own.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My life is not my own. To him I belong. I give myself away. Does anybody feel like that today, that you know that your life is not your own and that you belong to the Lord, so you give yourself to him? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to the Woman to Woman show today. Today's topic is the church making a difference, part two? So I want to just welcome my guest. Amen. To the broadcast, and I see you already there in the chat room. I see a few people already on the phone lines. Listen, it's going to get hot up in here, so listen, tell somebody, call somebody and tell them that Pastor Rebecca Simmons is on the air. Tweet them, Facebook them, instant message them, text them, amen, and tell them to tune into the Woman to Woman show and to call in and let their voice be heard. Listen, if you have a praise report about the church, call in. We want to hear. If you have an issue with the church, call in. We want to hear about it, amen. And the number is 646-652-4832. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for this Woman to Woman broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Tawana Thompson, for Tina L. Lane. I thank you for Minister Valerie Allen. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Prophetess Chantel Randolph, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for everybody who will call into this broadcast on today. Thank you for my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. Lord, I thank you for your blessings, even upon this time that we are spending together here on Block Talk Radio. So, Lord, speak, speak. Let your word be heard and let your word be clear. And even, Lord, be in our midst as we go forth. Thank you for every person who will call in, saved and unsaved. Oh, God, we ask that you save souls, change the lives, set the captives free, fill us with power, and set us on purpose in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you today and we bless your name. So, bless this broadcast on today. Bless every listener. Bless Gazelle Simmons and everybody else who is listening on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Well, the board is lit up. I want to welcome you. Welcome Pastor Tawana Thompson and welcome Tina L. Lane to the broadcast today. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
Hi. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. God bless you. Listen, I wanted to bring you ladies back to start everything out. Amen. We do have a panel, two more people that I have invited to come, Prophetess Chantel Randolph and also Minister Valerie Allen, to come and be on the panel as people call in to answer some questions and to talk about the church. So Pastor Tawana Thompson, God bless you.
Bless you, Pastor Rebecca. It's good to be here again.
Amen, amen. I'm so glad that you agreed to come back. I was talking to Sister Tina, and we both were talking about, I was telling her how blessed I was to have you on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago, and she was talking about how blessed you were to be here.
Yes, ma'am.
So I said, well, we have to do this again. We have to have you come back, and I'm glad that you took some time out of your busy schedule to come back and be with me today.
Well, I'm grateful that you had us, and as I said, Sister Tina is, I think, one of my sisters that believes in the God that we serve and believes in the God in us. And we have constantly been talking about the broadcast, so I appreciate you having me back again so soon. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Amen. Well, why not sooner than later, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tina, God bless you. God bless you, daughter. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. God bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Pastor Tawana.
Bless you, Tina.
It's good to
Amen.
Be back.
Yes. Well, welcome back, Tina. It's always a blessing to be in your presence. Like Prophetess Singletary says, it's always good to have you stop by.
You know. Amen.
Oh, we like to mess with Tina. She is just an awesome, awesome woman of God. And I just am just so blessed to see, be a witness, you know, to be one of the pastors, to be one of the leaders that he has put in her life, you know, with you, Pastor Tawana, and Reverend Bethea, and First Lady, Leading Lady Flag. And there's so many women that God has put into Tina's life. I would say, Tina, you are very special.
Amen. Thank you.
You don't always find, Pastor Rebecca, you don't always find other women that are willing to allow you to speak into their lives and follow the instructions and directions and walk with you honestly and sincerely. And Tina is one of those young ladies. You can pour into her, and she'll take everything that you give and give it right back out. So I'm grateful for her life and the way that she exemplifies herself to others. So it is definitely a blessing to be in fellowship with somebody like Sister Tina.
Amen.
Well, amen, everybody. Thank you. It's a blessing for me to be around you guys because you're definitely divine wisdom, and I love it. So I love you all. So it's a blessing. Truly is.
Amen. We love you, too. So I tell you, well, let's get this party started. Let's talk about, I heard about that the event was fabulous. But let's start right there. Let's start with the outreach, the community outreach from last week. I have got some reports. Yes. So why don't you let us know, Pastor Tawana, to what extent did the event on last week meet your expectations and glorify God?
Well, Pastor Rebecca, it exceeded my expectations. You know, we never really anticipate, and nor can we anticipate how great God is going to do something, because God never moves in the way that we expect him to. He always does exceeding and abundant above all that we can ask or think. And so he always outdoes himself. And I believe last week he outdid himself, and he wore us out in the process. So it was a blessing. People were ministered to. The community was blessed. They haven't stopped talking about it. I'm walking down the street, and people are riding by on their bikes, stopping, following me, just telling me how blessed they were and how grateful they were for the food, the time that we had for the children, just the music that we had. Everybody was blessed, and everybody was so cooperative. I mean, we had not one issue from the community. I got to tell you, it was a great, great experience. It was a great experience, and God really blessed the people of the community on that day. The children were blessed. I mean, we saw children from everywhere coming in. Sister Tina prophesied and said we serviced 2,000 people. Well, I reckon we did. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful.
No.
Wow.
It was wonderful. We had News 12 out. We had Files 1 came out. I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful blessing. The pastors, some of the pastors that are we're in fellowship came out to support us. It was just phenomenal. Pastor Allen and Pastor Greenwood are some of the greatest men that I've worked with in a very long time, and they were phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, praise God. You know, I tell you, I saw the article, I saw some of the pictures, and I was like, wow, because I was talking about it a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I pray that the news comes out to cover this, you know, because they cover so much negativity, you know, and you guys are in Newark, and you're doing ministry in Newark, and I grew up in Newark, and I always wanted to go back and minister in Newark, and I have done some preaching around Newark, but I know that the Lord has more for me to do in that city. I couldn't get out there that day. I really wanted to be there, just couldn't get there on that day. We were down to one car, we were down, and my husband works on Saturday, so I was like, oh, Lord, I don't even have a vehicle to get there. And then some other stuff came up, so we couldn't get there. But I know it was a blessed day, and I tell you, I'm looking forward to, you know, just future events and just coming out to be a part of future events. But tell me, how hot was it out there?
Oh, my God.
It was 102 degrees out there. It was 102
wow.
degrees. It was hot. But the people, Pastor Rebecca, I can't tell you that I heard not too many complaints, if one or two. But we kept the young people. We had the smaller children handing out bottles and bottles of water, ice cold water. The people stood in line just as cooperative, and they were fellowshipping, getting to know one another, speaking to one another, just conversations going on. In spite of the heat, the brothers came out. Pastor Rebecca, if you could have seen these men work.
Yes, amazing.
Wow. Loading that truck. I mean,
yes.
They had an assembly line that would blow people mm-hmm. away. And they worked. I mean, they worked to unload that truck. You're talking about almost 2,000 boxes. It was about 800 boxes and about 300 cases of water. Them brothers worked.
Wow.
I mean, and it was phenomenal.
It was, and it was, and what I loved, the fact it was the unity. You saw people just come, even people who were just coming to get something that day, they decided to join and say, well, how can I help unload the boxes? How can I grab some water and help in this assembly line? It was just so much unity that day. So it was like community outreach, not from what we were giving to the community, but they were also giving back to us.
Wow, to God be the glory. I tell you, that is awesome. Here, I'm talking with Pastor Tawana Thompson of Truth International Ministries and Sister Tina L. Lane of Philemon Baptist Church, where Reverend Allen is the pastor over there, you know, and they were here with me 2 weeks ago, and there was a community outreach. The topic 2 weeks ago was, is the church making a difference? And we focused that on the community because these two ladies were a spirit, pastor. Tawana Thompson is the visionary, and she never said that. I'm letting you know today that she was actually the visionary, and the Lord gave her the vision, and she took that vision and wrote it down and ran with it, and got recruited these two phenomenal men of God and their churches to come together and corroborate this community outreach, which I tell you, I saw the work. Like I said, I was here during the broadcast last week, and I saw some of the pictures. I saw the work. I saw the assembly, and I saw the pictures. I saw the people. I saw the hope. You know, I saw the encouragement. I saw the community being impacted by this particular outreach. And I tell you, I'm talking to Pastor Tawana Thompson and Tina Elaine, and I tell you, I just want to, if nothing else, just applaud you two ladies for the work that you are doing in the city of Newark. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I know you've been getting accolades. You know, God gets the glory. God gets the glory. We do not despise those amongst us who have rolled up their sleeves and done the work, especially with everything that's going on in the church today and all of the negativity that's surrounding the church. To have some people who are making a positive impact, I tell you, that really blesses me, and I know it blesses a lot of my listeners.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it was... like you were saying, it was just so beautiful to be there. I found myself, I was full throughout the entire day. I was tired. We all was tired, extremely tired, to a point where I had to sit down because it was so hot at the end, and just relax for a few minutes. But it was such a blessing that you don't mind doing that hard work for, because you know it's a blessing. It's for the glory of God. So you don't mind being out there. You don't mind talking to the people in the sun, passing out boxes, whatever you needed to do, because you know that, you know, to God be the glory. So it was just awesome. There was so many people who came out, so many volunteers, and we appreciate them all. And Pastor Tawana has one of the hardest working associate pastors, amen, and the best, my God, who strategically just set up the whole format for that day. So I want to give her a shout out on the air as well, because in Truth Ministries and Philemon, and we also had Pastor Greenwood from Morning Star Baptist Church, and then we had Church of God by Faith who came on and helped us. It was such three churches that accumulated other churches and other ministries to say, okay, I want to come in and I want to help out in this outreach. And it's never been done in that community before. And people now are looking for us to do it. Like, can we do it next year? I don't know. They got to talk to the visionary.
You pray for me.
Well, and Pastor Tawana Thompson, what is your assistant pastor's name?
Her name is Andrea Beth. I could not ask for a greater associate pastor. She is absolutely phenomenal. She is a mother of five children, works a full-time job in New York City. She is my associate pastor, and I mean she worked that event to the max. As
yes,
Tina
she did.
Said, I don't know anybody who, besides Sister Tina, who worked just as hard. Phenomenal woman of God. Andrea Best, I love her to pieces. And back
Amen.
Together.
Amen. Well, I want to give her some applause, too, along with all of the churches and pastors, and Tina, your pastors, and everybody else who came out. Let's give them some applause also. Amen to God. Be the glory. Amen. I guess if she doesn't stop it with that applause, but to God be the glory. We did have a hand raise. I'm going to put this call on the air. I believe it's area code 973. Your hand is raised. You're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman broadcast.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Tawana and Thompson, and to Sister Tina Lane. This is Lady Flag on the air.
Hey,
Lady
Flag. Wait a minute. Lady Flag. God be the glory.
Amen.
I had to tap into this because it was if I could do my own applaud, I mean, you know, in my accolades, I put it all out there, because when I first heard about the outreach that Pastor Tawana Thompson was doing for the community of Newark, of all places.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if you've ever been down Clinton Place. Still amazed how she got to block off such a street such as that. That's like one of the main streets.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. That was only God. That was only God. And, I mean, if she didn't spark nothing in the community in letting something such as so great and such as an impact such as what they did on that Saturday, even in the blazing heat, it sparked off something in the community. It sparked off something even with the people that were connected to it and those that just came to be a part. When I showed up at this event, I saw people from Perth Amboy, pastors and leaders, Pastor Nelson, the first lady. I said, well, come on here now. That's what I'm talking about. It does not matter who is putting on an outreach. We just got to go in the pack.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Be a part of it. And I'm just happy and I'm excited for what she brought and the other churches that came together on that evening that partnered up with her, because that's what it's all about, partnership.
Amen.
If we can just partner up and do one big event, we might all have that same vision, but if we can all learn to partner up with one another and do as the visionary put forth, and she spoke a word and how different things just came together.
Yes,
I mean,
Lord.
It was beautiful.
The night before.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, even those that came and ministered and saw, you just should have, Pastor, so many people was just uplifted. Even as when I was leaving, people were still saying, oh, my God, they need to do this like every week. I said, my Lord, I don't know if they can do that every week. But
I'll pray, okay? You call all y'all to do the work. Everybody's going to come and work.
Amen. Well, I heard Philemon has an awesome good parking lot out there.
Yes.
That sounds like a revival
to
me.
Yes, they do.
Tina, don't
what?
Start. There you go.
Outreach is my baby. I love to do outreach. And let me tell you, if Power Praise Worship Ministries had a parking lot like Philemon, let me tell you what would be going on all summer long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ain't no church inside. Yeah. We outside.
I love it. Really?
What?
And listen, how about this? How about this? We have enough pastors. I mean, we know enough pastors. I mean, even on Facebook, we have pastors and ministers and preachers, apostles and evangelists that we could do an outreach for about 2 months. You know, and if everybody would put down the honorarium, I don't need any money. I don't preach for Filthy Luther. And just come out and do it and do the work, you know, and preach the gospel, then we can have a revival in Newark. And souls would be saved and lives would be changed.
I believe that. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, when you do it, Pastor Tawana, sign me up. I'm there.
Yes, us too. We there too.
Amen. I believe the Lord. Listen, I got saved under a gospel tent in New York City. I know what it is to be outside and get saved under a tent and have an outdoor service. That is my passion. That is my love. Very, very important to me. That's why I like being outside. And let me say this real quick, if all of you don't mind. I recognize that right in the community where we are in Clinton Place, in that area of Newark, we have a predominantly, mainly Muslim community.
You're right.
I had the Muslim brothers come off the street and say, you know what, Pastor? I have never had anybody, not a pastor in this community, ever make me think twice about where I'm supposed to be fellowshipping and where I'm supposed to be. I had a young lady stand there and said, I stood outside you, just listen. And she said, I broke down and cried. I don't ever want to talk to you no more. She was only playing. But she said, you stood there and you made me cry. She said, because as you began to minister, it seemed like you were talking directly to me. She said, I'm going to be in your church Sunday morning with my assalamu alaikum garb on, and I'm coming to sit in your church because you are the truth. I said, listen, God is the truth. God is the truth. The word is true. So I'm finding that the Muslim community in Newark is being impacted. When we talk about, is the church making a difference? Oh, it's making a difference. It's making a difference in the Muslim community. They're coming, and they're beginning to see that God is real, and then they're beginning to question whether or not the God that we serve is real, and we're giving them the answer and the proof to say, yes, he's real.
My goodness, to God be the glory. I tell you, because so many black people are being pulled away into Islam because they don't see the truth, you know, and that's what they're seeking. They are seeking the truth. Jesus said he is the truth, so we have to exemplify that truth. If we have Jesus in us, then we should be exemplifying truth. Listen, we have another caller, area code 908. I see your hand. You're on the air. Welcome to the Wonderful Woman Show.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Leslie A. Bivens, and I'm at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church. And on August 28th, which is a Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., we'll be doing our 6th annual community mark. And we do it for the weekly section, but people come as far as Elizabeth and Plainfield to our community mark. We give out all the things that start for the students, make them have a fresh and new start for the year. We give out book bags with sneakers. We give out Bibles. We give out breakfast goods because breakfast is really important for the day.
Yeah.
So I think our community is trying to work together. And where we are is here in Maple Avenue, the corner of Kira and Maple, and there's been a lot of shootings there. So we do this every year to try to bring together, you know, the different fractions to come together because so many people are hurt. If our church is doing a difference in the community, I think they are.
Amen.
Amen. Hi, Leslie.
So if you know anybody who still needs, we're still taking registrations as I speak. We're here. And if you know anybody who needs sneakers for their children, it's guaranteed from kindergarten to sixth grade.
Amen.
But We're trying to make sure that everybody gets it. We used to do it too, right, the 17 and 18 years old, but this year we haven't had as many people to collaborate with us when it comes down to getting the sneakers for the young people. So there's people in our church and in our community who have decided that they would, you know, bop the children and just take it from there.
Amen.
Wow, that is awesome, Leslie. Now, Leslie, give us the name of your church and give us the date and time of the community outreach. And also, we need to have some contact information for people who are interested in registering to receive, be a recipient of the blessing that your church is
going to be free. The pastor is Dr. Lloyd Preston Terrell, and the church is Franklin St. John United Methodist Church, 142 Maple Avenue, the corner of Kier and Maple. And we're here today until 4:30. And anybody can come down and get free help.
Oh, so you're doing it today. You're actually having this outreach today?
Yeah, well, we're having registration, and the outreach itself is August 28th because we try to do it just, you know, before the holiday, so then that way people already have their sneakers and have their book bags and their pencils and their notebooks and whatnot long before September 8th comes when they open school.
Amen, amen. So the outreach, so is today the last day for registration, or is there a phone number that they can call if they miss today?
Yes, there's a phone number. It's 908-944-9449.
Amen.
And
then amen.
Debbie Hall Bean is the contact person.
Amen. Debbie
Hall Bean. Yeah, Debbie, D-E-B-I. Hall Bean is one last name, H-A-L hyphen D-E-A-N.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, with that
information. Well, I usually try to come, if I can, I try to listen. I usually don't say anything. I just pray. I'm the cousin of evangelist Lisa Williams.
Yes,
so I always cover her with prayer and cover all of you with prayer. So I always get the upleads from the emails and Facebook, and I'm on your list. So I make sure that I get my emails and whatnot.
Amen.
And my texts, so I know what to pray for and what to do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So how long have you been over at Franklin St. John?
Well, I've been here. I started here as a born into this church, but I've been in various churches in between, and God called me back to this mission field.
Amen.
I was very surprised.
Amen.
God sent me here again, and I said, okay, here I am.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I thank God for you. Just so glad you called in. Amen. So glad you called in. Ladies, I have to, somebody's actually at my door. So, Pastor Tawanda, why don't you, Leslie, thank you for calling in.
Sure.
God bless you. God bless you. And Pastor Tawanda, why don't you just give us the information about your church and let us know, you know, what's coming up and what your service times are. And Lady Fact, right after that, why don't you share with us about your ministry? Amen. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
I'm sorry. It was difficult to hear. I apologize. All right. The name of my church is Truth Ministries International. We're located at 280 Clinton Place in Newark, New Jersey. We have service every Tuesday night for Bible study at 7:30. Every Friday night is the prophetic outpour every Friday night at 8 p.m. And for the summer, we have service at 10 a.m. On Sunday morning. And Friday evenings, we're also outside during the summer doing outdoor service, as long as the weather permits, at 8 o'clock until 9:30, 10. So we're outside in the open air service every Friday night for the summer, as the Lord permits, as far as the weather's concerned. And as far as any major events going on, we are taking a break after outreach. So I will keep you posted as to any other events that will be coming up. We'll be celebrating 4 years of pastoring in October, and my 40th birthday coming up in September. So just keep your eyes and ears open for any other information that's going to come to you. But I believe God is going to continue to do great, mighty things in the community over in Newark, over by Clinton Place South Ward. We're doing what I believe the Lord has called us to do. So we're excited about that. And I am so excited about the women of God that's on this broadcast. Lady Flag, thank you for being there and supporting us and praying for us and looking forward to the fellowship. And for all of you who are looking for us to do that revival, keep your ears open. You never know what God will do in a short period of time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Lady Flag. Amen. Lady Flag, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on over at Power Praise and Worship Ministries over in Linden?
Amen. Amen. I am truly just grateful what God is doing over in the Linden community. We, too, do outreach as well every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. where we bring the church outside the four walls, and we come and we just charge the Linden community and just take control over the air. And we pour into the community, and we're getting the same report. We've been doing this now for maybe about 2-3 years now, and we changed up the days this year. We used to do it on Thursday nights, but now we're doing it on Wednesdays. And what happened was people were so used to us coming out on Thursdays when we switched up this year. They was like, oh, my goodness, we were wondering where y'all were at. We would come driving by like, oh, my God, they're not out here. But this is what the community need. They just need to hear. If we could just be real, if we could just be transparent with the people and let them know, look, we out here not to condemn you. Because, you know, we're good at doing it them ourselves. The world beats us up enough. We're out here to give you hope. We're out here to uplift you. We're out here to speak a word to give you God. Let him know, let you know who he is. Do you realize on this past week we had a young man that was walking down the street, and he was pretty young. He didn't understand how to accept salvation, or because, you know, he's been brought up in the old time way, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not kicking against it. But when you don't understand, why am I tarrying for the Holy Ghost, and why am I calling Jesus, and nobody explained that to me. All they told me was get on my knees, call for Jesus, and if I got up there, tell me I still don't have it and get back down there. Nobody ever took the time out to say, okay, baby, this is how it goes. So we had to kind of break that thing down on Wednesday to a young man. The young man got saved out on the street on Wednesday night. And, I mean, people were coming from the laundromat and just, can I sit down? Can I just, you know, be fed? I just got my fork and my plate in the spirit. And I just want to dine. I just want to take in everything that you're offering. So I thank God for everyone who is charging the atmosphere and outreach. It is such a beautiful thing. And not only just on the street, those that are going into the nursing homes, because that is something that Power Praise Worship Ministry did too. So Power Praise Worship Ministries is just bringing just the love of Christ to the community, just letting the people know that we're here, a church, not just a church sitting on the corner, but we're here for the community. And that's what's going on at Power Praise Worship Ministries. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. You know, and that's what I'm hearing, you know, is the church making a difference. Yeah, it sounds to me like the church is making a difference. And I want to, the switchboard is lit up. We have so many callers here. If you want to be on the air, if you want to talk to Pastor Tawana Thompson, to the Tina Lane, Lady Flag, or any of the others who are here, just raise your hand and I'll put you on the air. Now, I'm expecting Prophetess Chantel Randolph to call in. I don't know your number, so if you're on the board, just raise your hand, push one, so that I can put you on the air. And also, Minister Valerie Allen, if you're on the board, push one so I can put you on the air, because we basically want to hear your input. You know, not even, you know, when I asked the question, Pastor Tawana Thompson, about this, the church making a difference, I was talking about primarily the community and also
that was primarily what I was talking about. Also, though, I want to know this point blank period in all aspects of life. Like, if we looked at the world and we looked at the church, would you say that the church really is making a difference? Is the church making a difference? If that's just one Thompson, I want to just address that question to you.
Okay. Well, I got to say, we have done a great deal of work for the community and in the community. I believe that we are making a difference. But I believe that we can do so much more. With all of the negativity that we hear about the church, I think we can do so much more by getting the good that the church gets done out than the bad. I mean, they put all of the negative stuff on TV, but the positive things that the church is doing, we don't see and we don't hear about. But one of the things I got to say, Pastor Rebecca, is yes, the church is making a difference, and I believe they're doing a great work in some of the local churches. I think we do more. We can't save everybody, but we are all called to a people. We can only go by those that God has assigned to our lives, and we can only do what we are called to do in our vineyard, in the place that God has set us in. But the Bible says it like this: if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, if my face turn from their wicked ways,
amen,
then will I forgive their sins and heal their land. Our responsibility, first and foremost, is to prayer, because those that we can't reach, prayer can.
Mm-hmm.
Those that, yeah, you know, one of the things is we got to get back to prayer. We got to go back to getting on our face. And that is what that is where we get empowered to make an impact on the community. The church is making a great difference in our communities on all aspects, not just those negative things. I mean, there's so many positive things that are going on. And if we would get outside the four walls of the church and cry loud and spare not, and let the people know that the Jesus that we serve is alive and well, we can make a greater impact. But we got to get out the church, and we got to get into the community.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. And you know, that's just so powerful. Get out the church and get into the community. And that community can be your own family. You know, because I know a lot of us have family members that don't go to church, and their lives are, you know, just a train wreck waiting to happen. You know, but how are we treating our family members? And, you know, Tina, you know, maybe you can answer this. How can we impact even our own family members?
Amen, Pastor. Well, one thing I'm learning, and I'm glad you asked me that question, actually impacting our own family members, because I have family members that are now looking at my walk with Christ as well as friends, and they're seeing the example that I'm leading, and they're seeing the Christ in me. Like, when you look at Tina Lane, you should not just see me in the natural, but you should be able to look at the Christ in me. So it's about the way you're living your life for Christ and what people are able to see in your family that makes them want to at least come in and listen to you and hear what you have to say without judging them or condemning them. But they see the changes that Christ has made in your life now, so they want to know something more about you. What's, Tina, what's different about you now? What's happening? You changed. Can I come to service? Can we talk about the Word? Can we read the Bible? But they want to see the change in you first, and they also don't want to see it in your family. They don't want you to judge them, but they want you just to listen. And then once you get their attention, once you're able to get their full attention, then you'll be able to start to minister to them. And they can see that you're not living a life of being backwards. You're going forward, and they see the growth in you, and they see how God is changing you. So that's happening in my family, and I continue to pray that it would happen in a lot of people's family by the person that's living the example. Because you can't tell other people in your family how to live and talk to them about Christ if you ain't living right yourself.
Yes.
Can I just piggyback off of that, Pastor Rebecca?
Yes.
As Sister Tina said, with the families, I mean, even for the outreach on that Saturday, I have family come all the way from North Carolina.
Amen.
From North Carolina. My baby sisters and my grandmother, who is almost 70-something years old, came all the way. She's from North Carolina by way of New York. She come all the way up. My uncles, my aunties, all of those that don't know Jesus Christ,
Right.
And that to be ministered to and
that's
left
right.
with a whole nother view on Christianity, who God is and what he can do in our family. And when I tell you, I come from a long line of family who were alcoholics and things of that nature, to see my family's lives impacted because they can see a difference and a change in the black sheep. We talk about me being the black sheep of the family.
Go ahead.
Watch God change their lives. And,
amen.
And they know when they get in trouble, they can call the black sheep. They know who to come to. And watch God impact their lives. So, yeah, Sister Tina is so right. Letting them see the Jesus in you makes a difference, makes an absolute difference, even in your family. So I'm grateful that God is allowing us to impact not just the community but our own personal family. So, Pastor Rebecca, I think that's a phenomenal point.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And I tell you, both of those discussions are awesome. And we have another caller. Before I ask another question, I'm going to put this caller on the air. We have a hand raised. Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Glory be to God. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord for the wonderful things that he has done unto God for the community reach outreach. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Pastor Tawana Thompson. God bless you, Sister Tina Lane. God bless you, Lady Diana Washington Flag. God is giving glory on today. I just thank the Lord for what he's doing in all your God's life. I just want to lift up the name of Jesus on today because God is so worthy to be praised. I just want to give him some glory and just lift up his name. Because he said, everything that's have breath, praise ye the Lord. Give him some glory right now for the wonderful things he have done on this earth. I thank God again for this part two with regard to what the church is doing. You know the word is in my heart. You know what Matthew 25 says about the talents that God has given the gifts unto his people? And he said, how you got to use your talents. And you guys have used your talents unto the glory of God. But before that, I just want to make a notation with regard to being alumni from Newark, New Jersey. I have been born and raised in Newark, and so I'm very familiar with the area and the community. But I thank God for reminding me of the old-time way when they used to have tent revivals back in the day.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know, they were down on Martin Luther King Boulevard,
yes.
you know,
yes.
up and
yes.
down, you know, the street and things of that nature. So I thank God that God is yet still God, and he's pouring out his spirit as he said he would in these latter days. So he's raising up a standard, you know, once again with regard to Pastor Tawan and all the pastors and shepherds and leaders that came out on last, you know, Saturday. So I thank God there's nothing new under the sun, but God is doing a new thing. And he said that if when he do a new thing, will we not know it? That was the question that was asked of us. So we thank God that although there's nothing new under the sun, he is doing mighty and great things, greater works, Jesus said that we would do. And
mm-hmm.
also, too, just want to give a shout-out to Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church over there on Newark, on Maple Avenue. Thank God to Sister Leslie Bivens calling in because as of last year, my son was one of the recipients of the back-to-school supplies, and they had a wonderful outreach out there, you know, in August, and I was also one of the participants and one of the volunteers that, you know, doing that community outreach, which reached, you know, a lot over 100 and so families. Also had an opportunity for them to take on, I'm putting a plug in for Avon, had an Avon fundraiser, which also, you know, was another way, an avenue, revenue to raise up some money to help buy some of the school supplies. So I thank God for having the opportunity to spend that time with Franklin St. John United Methodist Church with Dr. Preston Lloyd Terrell being the pastor and presiding shepherd, you know, over the house over there. So I thank God for that. But to answer the question is this, back to Matthew 25, how do you know if the church is making a difference? For me, just look at the scriptures, what the scripture says, you know, with regard to God, Jesus has given, you know, with how Jesus used the parable about giving out the talents. He gave some 5, he gave some 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever. But then it was the one who didn't use his, made the excuses and buried his, and we know that he was damned to hell, if you will. But then 31 goes on and says what? This is what Jesus says, how you know if you're doing the church work, how when you know it is completed. When the Son of Man shall come into his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all the nations and shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goat. So we know God is going to do some dividing here. He's going to divide the wheat from the tares as he always does. So this is another way you know when you're doing what God has called you to do, when you're serving unto the mission, which is the Great Commission. I believe that God is giving the church in general how to be able to service the community with regard to community outreach. And 33, he said he shall shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. So that's that wheat and the tares. The sheep we know is the righteous of God. The goats we know is just on the other side that won't be able to even enter the kingdom of God when it's all said and done. And then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. So God has already prepared this for us, the believers, those who stepped out and trust God in faith and being led by his instruction and his word to do the community outreach. And then he says, then the king shall say unto them on his right hand, those who are sitting on the right hand next to the Father, the throne of Jesus, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We know that's what he's going to give you. So how we know, again, if we did the work of the Lord while we were here on earth. For when I was hungry and you gave me meat. Now, who exactly was hungry? All these people that you served on last week and prior even to that. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. And God knows it was hot out there in the sun and everybody has something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. There's so many times that we cross paths with people, as the Bible tells us, angels unaware. We never know who we come in contact. And some of us, unfortunately, even as born again believers, want to brush them off. But this is what Jesus is telling us. And when I was hungry, you fed me. I was that homeless person. Some of us like to call them quote unquote bums on the street. But when I was hungry, you know the ones that come to you begging for, you know, something to eat, something to drink. Come on, can you give me a quarter? Can you give me a dollar? And then most of us actually just shun them. We look at them and say, don't even give them Jesus. Never walk in the spirit of love or whatever have you. I have had that happen to me on several occasions, and there were times when I actually didn't have finances, but I just did like Paul and them did. I just said, you know, silver and gold have I not, but such as I give Jesus Christ, and still lead them to the Lord. But then when I was a stranger, you took me in. You know, oftentimes we're not as comfortable to take someone in, but we know in the household of faith, the house of prayer, your churches, that's the point about bringing strangers in. You're not familiar with who they are, but you open up the door of the house of God and you let them in. But there was a time in my life when I actually did allow Lord me to bring in a young teenager. This is way back in the day when my oldest son was about my baby's child's age now, and it was she was a resident of Newark or whatever have you, but she was homeless, young teenager, met around and about of a holiday. And you know, the Lord had me to take this young woman in my home, and I took her in. The Lord had me to bathe her, clothe her, and feed her. And that young woman sat at my dinette table and ate like she just hadn't eaten in days. And my heart just went out to her, but I just thank God for allowing me to be who I am in him and doing this commission work, doing this missionary work. And then also from that point, I gave her my bed, and she slept, and she rested, and we talked, but she didn't leave without Jesus. And then the following day was actually the Thanksgiving day, and I went and shared it with some other family of mine, my spiritual parents, that during that time. And I'm telling you, when it was all said and done, it was one of the best, if you will, holidays for me in that respect. One of the most Thanksgiving days I could have ever had in my life. So, you know, when you have a changed stranger, you can take a minute. And he says, 36, naked, and you clothe me. We have that, you know, in our churches. You know, we have the food and clothes, the food drives. We have the clothing drives. We have all those things. But even if we see someone that's still out on the street or whatever have it, you know, we do that. When I was sick, you visited me. Those hospitalizations, you know, visits that pastors and most all shepherds and ministers go to, and even just family and friends. My cousin, for instance, she a year ago had expired. She's going on to be with the Lord now. But when I received word that my cousin was my family member, to me that was my first mission right there. That was my commission, that she was in a hospital over in the Bronx, New York. I didn't hesitate to get over there with the word of God to make certain that she had received the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. So when I got there, I thank God I led her to the Lord. However, it was an interesting experience, which I won't share on air. But nonetheless, I thank God when we went to her final viewing, and then also with regard to her eulogy, I'm thankful to God when the man of God got up to say one thing he can't say out of all the things they was shared about her is that he knows she got saved. So I thank God for that. You know, even on the deathbed, there's still a moment that God would give you that opportunity, you know, to be able to do so, and that's how you know. Yes, ma'am.
And let me stop you right there, because, you know, you're saying a lot, you know, so I want you to just breathe. Amen. So we could just
amen.
Take you from what you said, because you said a lot. Amen. I just want to dissect it a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's powerful, you know, like that's powerful that you, you know, highlighted that particular scripture, because when you think about if the church is even different, that is something that you really, really you want to consider. Are we doing what Jesus did? If he walked the earth, are we feeding the hungry? Are we clothing the poor? Are we visiting those who are sick? Are we going to see those who are in prison? Are we, you know, just being considerate, like you said, of the homeless? You know, so many times Christians on Sunday morning, you know, we know how many of you would agree that on Sunday morning, sometimes when we're on our way to church, we do see the people outside panhandling, asking for money, you know, and how many times have we walked by them? You know, all of us can say that there has been a moment in our lives when we did walk by somebody, you know, who was begging, who was asking for money. Maybe we saw them every day. Maybe we gave them something the other day. Or maybe we gave them something 1 minute and came back and they were drinking, you know, they had kind of bought something to drink. Or maybe we think they're going to drink or get high, but whatever the reason, that's a very good point that you bring out. But this is the one that really stopped me when you said you talk about your cousin. Again, it brings us back to family. I asked Sister Tina and Pastor Swan to talk about it with the family, being on their deathbed, you know, with the church making a difference. This is your cousin, you know, and when we think about our cousins and our relatives, do we have to get to this point? You know, we have to get to this point where somebody is dying, you know, before we actually make sure that they know Jesus. And that's a question for all of us here on this line to ponder.
Absolutely. And you're right, Pastor Rebecca, because up until this point, I did have an opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to my family. But do you understand what I'm saying? At this
You know, I'm not talking about you personally, Ms. Valerie Allen.
You're breaking
up. Yeah, Ms. Valerie, you're breaking up. But I'm not talking about you personally. I'm just saying, you know, all of us have to ponder that. That's a good point that you brought out. You know, do our family members know Jesus? Or are we content that we know him, you know, and we're just going to keep on keeping on? That's why I said we want to count church. You know, those of us who say, well, we're doing A, B, C, and D, you know, and like Minister Valerie Allen brought out, are we doing our part? And this is a quick question I want to throw out to the parents.
That is a good question.
How do we reach our family members? Don't want anything. They know we go to church. They've been to our churches, but they don't want anything. They don't seem to want anything to do with our church. Do we throw them away? Do we give up on them? Or what do we do? And I just want to ask, you know, I don't know if Lady Flag is still with us, but Pastor Tawana, Minister Valerie, Tina, for you guys to just let somebody know, how do you reach that family member who seems to be unreachable?
Lady Flag, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I thought Pastor wanted to take a jab at it first. Okay. When we're dealing with family, one thing we must realize, especially if, like I have families I used to hang with before, even in the church, one foot in, one foot out, yes. Clubbed together, did all of that stuff together. But when I came to the realization for myself, knowing this just ain't right, I can't do this anymore, and I began to dedicate and recommit myself to Christ totally, I had to break away a little while from the scene of being with the family, of going to the club and smoking. Well, not smoking. I didn't smoke. They smoked. I did a little sipping. And I had to break away from that scene. And, yeah, they thought I was being funny. Oh, you think you holier than thou. Oh, you come. Now, they're going to say all of that. I would still go down there, you know, after a minute of break away from the limelight, I would go around the family and I would, you know, still go to the family functions, go to the dinners, go to whatever the family was having. I would go, but I would not participate in the drinking, or I would not participate. So what would happen eventually with the family, we would sit down and just have casual conversations of different things. And what happened was, now that the finger was pointing, oh, you're bigger and you're better, became to, okay, how can I? Because now I want to, you know, walk closer with Christ. That is now my time where I can plug in. Because, see, I wasn't plugging in Christ to them when I was in the limelight with them. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. We were doing the same thing.
That's
so
true.
How can I be an
that
example to someone if I'm living the same life with them? So when I had to turn away from that life scene and break away, because sometimes you got to break a moment, you got to, you know, I got to take a back step on this because I'm trying to get myself committed and totally delivered from a certain area. So I can't hang around a certain thing if I know I'm going to be tempted by it. If I know I'm going to yield to that, then I got to break away because I need God to make me whole in that area. So when I come back, I'm fully charged. You know, I'm not going to pick up that drink. I'm not going to say, give me a Sex on the Beach or a Long Island iced tea, or, you know, I'm not going to do that. Come on now, because, you know, we can make some drinks at our family function. Come on, we'll make up a drink.
Jesus, I call it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Stuff you never even heard of, you're mixing it up. But, you know, but, you know, when I come back into the limelight of being with my family and they see, wow, she has really grown and she has really matured and her walk with Christ, I want to reconnect myself. So they begin to start talking to you, maybe not about Christ, and, you know, maybe just something that they're going through. And what's in you going to come out. They know that. They know that. So it's not like you have to come in there preaching the gospel. Oh, God, what you're about? No, come on. Can you just sit down and have a real conversation with me for a minute? Just
That's
a minute.
Right.
Because, you know, we know what our families are suffering with. We know what our families are going through. We know when this one was diagnosed with that. Who are they going to turn to? They're going to turn to the church. They're going to turn to the church, and they know that you are the church. So they're going to come to you, and they're going to talk to you about whatever it is that they're going through. So at that time, that's your moment to plug into your family. Because one thing I don't think Christ told us to do, because charity begins at home and then spreads abroad, one thing we have to realize is that it's beautiful to do what we do, but if we can't bring our family, and we're not going to save them all, we're not going to save them all, but if I could just plant a seed, if I could just sprinkle a seed, just be a salt shaker just for a minute, just let me sprinkle something on you right quick and keep on walking, because somebody else is going to come behind me and finish the work, and then God is going to do the increase. So that's what we have to believe. Even if I can't save my Ace Boo Bang country crew of my family that I was so tight with, because that is my dog. We roll together, but she ain't or he ain't feeling what I'm feeling. We got to, what, shake the dust off our feet and keep it moving. No love lost. No love lost. But we love them to death. We're there for them. We'll talk. Mm-hmm. We'll pray. Whatever it is. Don't feel like we're being used or abused in the situation. But sometimes God got to let us disconnect, because they got to look up to realize for real where their help come from. And their help come from God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is just so powerful, because, and Minister Valerie Allen, you struck a chord with that, because, you know, we do have so many family members. And I want, Minister Valerie Allen, I want you to just tell me, how did you evangelize this cousin laying in the hospital bed? I mean, what did you say to her? And did she give you the response right then that she was saved, or was it something that you had to find out later, like you said, maybe at the funeral?
Okay, part A of the question It was God who led me to his word, which is simply Romans 10, 9, and 8. Do you know the repentance prayer? It's Paul stated there. So as I received word from my family, again, that was the unction that I had, was to go. And it was no question about how I was going and how I was going. Now, point to answer question part B, it was not easy. Let me say that it was not easy, because that goes to the C part. No, she did not. She did not accept it as, you know, as assured as I expected when I got there. So now I will go into the story. Based on, like, what ladies down in Washington Flag were stating, you know, our families look at us as though we still are the same as we've been even before we were saved. So, like you said, they're the one that, they're as what I find, let's just use my family because I am talking about mine. God bless you, family, if you're listening, and I love you. But, however, they know me. They know me. They know, listen. They know me. And even that when my father expired in last year, God bless, and his children, us the family, we stood up there. God allowed us to officiate his eulogy, and that was one of the things that I stood up in front of my family to say. I look and sound and act and walk just like my natural father. If you didn't like him, you ain't gonna like me. So we're gonna keep it real and keep it moving, and that's where it is with that. But however, that was the first thing first. So I had to get past that hurdle, knowing that some of my family members stood and respect me as a minister. So then the second thing was, I said, you know what, God, I'm just gonna go in there boldly in the spirit of love and do what you say do, and that's just speak the word. That's the best I can do, is speak the word. And then from that, I did that, spoke the word. However, one of my siblings that was in present, you could see Satan had rose up and didn't want to allow the word to go forth. But I thank God through the power of God that I was able to rebuke it. And when I rebuked it, it was me standing up and say, I'm going to do what the Lord said do. I am who I am, whether you respect me or not. But that's the problem that I find, as I was sharing with this particular sibling now on that day, that's the problem that I find with this family, is the lack of disrespect for who I am. And the reason why I feel that this particular family member had come to this conclusion in general, because, again, this is one that seemed to have not gotten over the fact, you know, when I had sinned and had my child in wedlock or whatever have you. But nonetheless, so I just went forth. And I went over to my fatal cousin in the bed, and I just laid hands on her. First I asked her, in the spirit of love, can I pray for you? She said yes. Then I asked her, can I read to you? She said yes. And then when it was all said and done, I asked her, can I pray to you for you again? And she said yes. I said, now are you ready to receive Christ? But lo and behold, you would think, here you are at death, whether it's your family member or your ace boon coon or whomever, you're on your deathbed. You would think in the natural, all this is it, you know what I mean? And what would stop you, who, no matter who the vessel was, this was your opportunity. However, I believe my interpretation, because the vessel was me, she had initially rejected it. And it was her sister who came along, because her sister had, you know, it's very close. They were having a very close relationship, praise God. And, of course, she couldn't see and fathom her sister leaving the earth as it was. But as I share with her, the Lord say, you know, when you pray God's will, and being realistic, it's going to happen one of two ways. She's going to aspire, and we're going to believe God. She's going to glory, or either God is going to resurrect her, and she's going to rise up here from this bed and come home. It's not going to happen any other way. So however it happens, I said, I'm just here today to make certain that her soul is saved and that she's going on to glory. I said, because I now know I won't have this opportunity again. This is, again, family members know that I have, you know, preached the gospel too. But nonetheless, she grudgingly, then when her sister encouraged her to do so, she said, come on, sis, just say it. Just say yes. She grudgingly did so. So now what happened after the fact, I'm not clear on, because God did still allow her to have life. She didn't expire until days or so after the fact. But the Lord had already forewarned me that it was going to happen. So, again, yes, it wasn't until I personally, Valerie Allen, got to the service is when I heard the man of God say that, because obviously it was the information that they shared with him. So, of course, when I heard it, it was confirmation for me, and I rejoiced, because I felt that my mission, you know, my mission was complete during that time and on that day, which I stood today, thank God and give God glory for. And just one more quick thing, Pastor, based on what Lady Flag was sharing. And you're so right about the planting season watering, because that's what my brother, who is now a pastor, senior pastor of Sea Faith International Ministries in Columbia, South Carolina, when we were teenagers, he got saved. And then he came home, and you know, when you get on fire for the Lord, when you first get saved, you want everybody saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it was. But he planted the seed. But I tell you, I was running. I mean, literally, he came in the front door, and I figuratively and literally ran out the back door. I opened the back door. When I saw him coming, I left. But look where I am today. But then it was after that when my oldest son's grandmother, who is an evangelist, and all those years at 19 years old when I crossed paths with her, had given my life to Christ. And that's why I write in the acknowledgments of my book that I thank God for my brother, Dr. B. Alexander, Ph.D. Ingram, and also for my son's grandmother, evangelist Hazel Hill, because my brother planted the seed, and she watered it, but God surely has did the increase and have, you know, and he gets the glory in my life today. So you're right, Lady Flag, it's not always just us, because you're so on it with that. They know us, and for my family, they can't never see nothing different. God, Lord have mercy. You know, I was on the pedestal for a moment, you know, just like everybody else looked at me. But the moment I slipped and fell, one nephew came to me in junior, and he said, and then he said, and look at you, and you so much holier than thou. I said, yeah, look at me. I said, that's exactly right. Look at me. Look at me, and don't go this way. You stay on the path of righteous sake.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And my son even said it to me. My own son said it to me and said, look at you, and you call yourself a minister. I couldn't say anything, but other than remind him, yes, you're right. You look at me as an example for your life, because you will reap what you've sown. Consequences do perceive every act of sin. I said, so you want to judge? Yes. Look at me. But now look at me now, because God has forgiven me. We're gone past that, and he's getting all the glory out of my life. So I thank the Lord Jesus, you know, with regard to that point regarding family. So, no, it didn't come easy, but I was determined to be obedient to the Spirit of God.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory, I tell you. And that's an awesome testimony. You know, some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. And we have to recognize that. Listen, okay, is the church making a difference? Is the topic today. We have a chat room full and the phone lines
on. Yes, amen.
Listen, I want to hear from you, 646-656-4832. We want to hear from you. Call us in and let us know. Give us your input. Let your voice be heard. It's a church. Or if you have a question, listen, you might not even be saved. You might be somebody who's out there and you're listening. You're saying, well, this is a whole broadcast full of church folk, and they're talking about the church, but I'm not saved. I'm not in the church, and I have a problem with the church. If you're one of those people, we want to talk to you too. That's basically why we're here, to make the difference in the life of somebody who maybe has been turned off from the church. So I'm here with Pastor Tawana Thompson. I'm here with Leading Lady Flag, Minister Valerie Allen, Sister Tina Lane, and Sister Leslie was here earlier. I don't know if she's still here. We have some people in the chat room down for today. Man of God 7 says the church is making a difference. So call in and let your voice be heard. We have quite a few guests. God bless you all. Gazelle is in the chat room. God bless you all, and welcome. To the Woman to Woman broadcast. Listen, I'm going to have to put this out here. Jesus. I just have a problem, you know, basically with some of the negativity in the church. You know, this may have been a real problem with some of the negativity in the church. I had a hard time sleeping last night because of some of the things that I just saw in the news. And I was just really, really disheartened because, you know, I believe, and, you know, I say amen if you agree with me, and if not, that's okay too, but I believe that Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
I believe that the
amen.
Answer.
Amen.
And not necessarily the church. The church isn't the answer. Jesus is the answer. So I'm just a little disheartened. Pray for me. Pray for me. We have a hand raised. Area code 901, you're on the air. Welcome to the Women to Women broadcast.
God bless you. This is Pastor Alicia from Soundford today.
And
I'm, God bless you. It's my first time visiting. You know, one thing that I have, my spirit has been really vexed and heavy over is woman to woman. We have a lot, not everybody, but there is a large amount, especially in the city I'm living in now, of women who say they're clergy women, born-again believers, and they're struggling in the area of lesbianism. Mm. And when they meet you, I know me as a clergy lady, married, I have come across several women in the region I live in now who are trying to go out, overkill, out of their way to try to pull me in that lifestyle. I've never been in it, not interested, won't go there. And they're singing up in people's churches and choirs, being ordained as elders of the church. And there's no conviction in their heart because our government has said it's okay. So now that lie has crept into the body of Christ, and these people who are weak-minded and really have not truly become born again are living this way and trying to force other people that if they, oh, I want you, I don't care if you're married, I'm going to make you do it. And it's like, my God from glory, they don't fear God.
No.
And I am just vexed. I am vexed. And if there's anybody on this show, I mean, not you commentators, tuning in, and you're like that, shame on you. It's time to repent, turn, and get right, because you
Jesus
won't
name.
Make it in the kingdom.
Jesus name.
Hallelujah.
And transparency. Yes,
come
God.
On in here.
Hmm. Sound for hey. Today. Sound for today. Pastor, can I please?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready for it.
Go ahead, Tawana, right?
I forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, come on with it. Come on with it.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Really glad to hear. But everyone should be vexed from the pulpit
mm-hmm.
to the door.
Yes.
Not just because it's the women, but it's the men.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
What's happening is what the Bible said would happen in
yes.
the last
days.
That's right.
That's
right.
That men will become
right.
lovers of their own selves.
That's
they would
right.
not cling
mm-hmm.
to sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
They
that's
would
right.
rather believe a lie than the truth. And so for me, Pastor, from Sound for Today, I believe it should be, it should vex every individual.
Amen.
Yes.
Should be offended and vexed by this spirit that has come to overtake the church.
Amen.
Of course it won't, because God will always be victorious. But,
amen.
That's right.
One of the things that I think we need to do is do what Sound for Today is doing, and that is stand up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Be of what
yes.
God says is holiness. Because holiness is right. I don't care where you are, who you are, how old you are, how young you are. The Bible is right. Holiness is right. And homosexuality is not of God.
Amen.
That's right.
You are
amen.
Born that way. You don't
come
have
on.
The right to impose your sexual preference on people. I don't care what the government says.
That's
what
right.
your sexual preference is in your privacy of your own home is your business. But don't bring it to those that love God.
Amen.
We
yes.
Have to deal with your
mm-hmm.
disregard for God and your disrespect for the house of God. And how dare you approach the men and women of God and expect them to receive you in that manner?
Right.
That's
right.
I mean,
right.
That's like fighting words when you talk about my mama. You
come
know,
on. Come on. Fighting
you know,
words.
Growing up, you said mama, and those were fighting words.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
You know, you see your mama, you threw up your dukes. You couldn't fight, but you ready.
That's right.
So you've got to defend yourself in your faith. And we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. This is a
that's
spirit.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
This is a spirit that has been unleashed in this season, because the Bible has to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The
yes.
has to be fulfilled.
Yes.
And so this is not something that should catch us off guard. But it
no.
should not catch
mm-mm.
us off guard. But it should put us on our faith. This should
yes.
cause us to
yes.
turn our place around. It should cause us to come together and stand up for righteousness and holiness.
Yes.
And really, you know, call a spade is what they used
mm-hmm.
to tell me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong across the board, whether you wear a clergy collar or you're a lay member, whether you're a choir director or a praise and worship leader.
Amen.
It's
right.
across the board. But what's happened psalm for today is that we have allowed this spirit to run rampant in the church.
Yes,
and never put
us
to it. We let the choir director, because we let, the Bible says gifts and callings come without repentance.
That's right.
And you can be called.
That's right.
You can still be homosexual and gay, because it has nothing to do with whether you're anointed or not.
That's right.
So people would prefer to allow these people to operate because they're gifted and they want to build their church, but they're not so concerned for their souls. And now the spirit has taken a complete turn.
Control.
And it is just like you created Frankenstein. Now
he realizes
that he has a mind of his own, and now he wants to do what he wants to. And it's going to take the master, the one who created these individuals, to get them back in line. But we got to get on our faith, and we got to bind together and stand in holiness and righteousness and not pet this spirit to make it feel like it's okay. God understands. Yes, he understands, but it's not right.
That's right.
So we got to stand up. We've already let them take prayer out of the school. Let's not take what God has made to be right and let it be wrong in the church.
That's right.
You know something else I experienced when I moved to this city? I don't want to say where I'm at, but it's been called the Junior Sodom and Gomorrah. I've lost a job because I stood up against it. Every single job I have had, there has been either a young woman or an older woman, and they all claim to be cis, you know, black women. I'm black, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And claim to be believers. One job I was physically assaulted, punched, because I wouldn't bow down. And I stayed in proper protocol and went to human resources. And now I'm in a role where a person is trying, like a cunning, like a snake, where people think they're so nice. But you know, when you walk in a realm of the prophetic and you walk in the realm of the giftings,
you sometimes
God reveals things to you with discernment.
Yes, he does.
Even if you don't want it to be discerning, and just like mildness drew to Jesus, he cast those spirits out. So now I'm in a realm of I'm in anger mode in the spirit realm prophetically, and going before God to call a prayer and fast for all those women and men who will stand holy, because it's my desire that when they look at me wrong or sit in front of my house with their car or come at me at work, I want to be so close to God, so anointed to God that the demons will cry out
and
vacate the premises of the person that's being
bound
by their force.
Yes.
So that's the sound that's in my belly.
Lord, thank you for the sound of your alarm, oh God.
It's amazing that you brought that up, because we were just talking about this on yesterday with our kids in Newark. I'm going to put my city on that.
Go ahead and say it.
They can care less. And, I mean, they walk around here hugging, and they will even approach you. And even I've had someone, I'm in the supermarket just trying to purchase my groceries, and one had the nerve to sneak me from the back and rub my hand. I said, the blood, after I finished putting my stuff on the belt. That thing just took, I said, these things are so bold.
I like
and
how
they
you
don't
say the
care
kind of
who
thing.
They try
Jesus.
To approach. And we are a people that we have to really, like I think Pastor Tawana said it very, very good and very clear, that we have to take a stand. We cannot sugarcoat this thing. We can't play with it. We can't be fearful. We can't even be intimidated by
My
it.
My Lord.
We have to really go and walk with our authority and with the power of God when we begin to deal with that thing, because they are coming to the church.
They're
going to come, and they're going to try to sit there and you know, try to just, you know, scout the area just to see, okay, is this the way coast clear? Because we know that in some churches we might be lacking this and we might be lacking that, and we think, oh, well, God sending this one and sending that one, I need an organist, I need this, because, you know, those are the areas where they are mostly talented and gifted in, my God. And, I mean, they're so overdramatic, but my Lord, and they know how to get the energy going and the flavor to go, because, look, where was the enemy? He was what? Come on now. So that it's going to come and it's going to camouflage, but we that can discern, we have to pray for the spirit of discernment, because we need that more than anything when this stuff try to come and try to overtake and overpower in that capacity. And we have to pray. I mean, we have to. In love and kindness.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
In love and kindness, we ain't going to put you out there on Front Street. You do enough job of that yourself. So we don't have to do that. We just going to love you enough for the love of God that's in us, for that thing to come and break free out of your life. It's a process.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a process.
Amen.
It's a process.
And let me just come in on that, because, you know, it's amazing that Pastor Alicia called in for sound for today. As I was just saying, that my soul was vexed, and I was very upset. I saw some news on the internet last night, about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock this morning, you know, about the fifth accuser for the Bishop Eddie Long case.
Oh, I saw that.
And, you know, this is a very feminine man. And after looking at some of the videos that he has out there and seeing, you know, that he's very bitter, he's very angry, he's very hurt, you know, and my heart was broken, because it's that same spirit of homosexuality, that same spirit of destruction that has crept into the church, and is not in the pulpit. And like the woman of God said, it's not in the pulpit. Not in the pews, it's in the pulpit.
The pulpit. Mm-hmm.
And when you have these women of God, when you have so-called preachers, apostles, pastors, prophets,
right,
evangelists, teachers, five ministry gifts, and we are prematurely put in position, or we put ourselves into position, and we get ourselves a collar, we get ourselves a license, and we get ourselves some business card, and we start a church, you know, and we call ourselves the church, you know, but that's not God's church. You know,
amen.
I just want to say it like this. Pastor Alicia, that's the devil. You know, those clergy women who are calling themselves preachers and pastors, those are not God's pastors. Those are not God's preachers, because God said, I'll give you pastors after my own heart. After my heart. So when you got somebody, and then it doesn't have to be the spirit of homosexuality, but the spirit of sin. Sin. Like,
that's right.
It's still right. Now, you're sitting in a pew, and you're looking at somebody, you know, in the babe. So, you know, I told this to my friend Kathy and Ray when we had dinner a couple of weeks ago. When the sheep fall, when the shepherd falls, the sheep scatter. You know, so we need to pray. Tawana said that we need to pray.
Yes,
because the church is in a destructive mode right now, where it's so much anything that everything is permissible, but everything is not beneficial, and that's the word. You know,
amen.
You may feel like you're called, but you might not be ready. Sit
amen.
Down, sit the fuck
amen.
Down,
yes.
sit down. Sit down and get saved. Sit
Amen.
Down and get sanctified.
Yes.
Sit down and get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know, you might be stuck with homosexuality and have a call on your life. But get that sin out of your life first
Amen.
Before you step up into God's pulpit. You
Amen.
Know, that's the thing. You might have a problem with gossip. You might be a whore. You know, you might be somebody who steals and lies. You know, sit down and get that sin out of
Amen.
Your life. You want
Amen.
To stand up and declare that you want to preach this gospel. Come on.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
Not lowering his standards.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is not lowering his standards. Come on. We've been fighting and hitting on each other. We've been cutting each other down. You know,
come
there's
on,
all kinds of sin going on. And, you know, it's bad enough when you and sin by yourself.
And you bringing people with you.
I really got peed off. I almost said another word. But when the women of God said they're coming to her, these are clergy women, so-called, coming to her, trying to murder her way out of her marriage and trying to pull her into a lifestyle of a homosexuality, a lifestyle of adultery, not only do you approve of, not only do you do it, but you approve of it. Now you want to pull up other people. That's the devil. That ain't nothing.
Yes.
This is bodies, okay? That ain't nothing but the devil.
Yes,
that's right.
So, Captain Rebecca, that's for sure. That is so true, Captain Rebecca. I love Pastor Rebecca just got to a whole nother level just now that y'all hear.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Yes.
I know that's right. Thank you, Jesus.
But that's where we need to be. That's where we need to be as a people. I can't say it enough. When this situation with Eddie Long happened, what bothers me, pastors, women of God, is why wait? You all knew Pastor Long had this problem before it hit the public.
Yes.
Mm.
Now everybody yes. want to jump on the bandwagon. I knew. But if you knew he was in trouble before,
what?
It hit
right.
the crack.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to restore such
brother?
A one? Why? Right. Yes. What happened to restore Why? Such a one? Come on.
Right. Right. It's mm. like if you see your brother or sister in a fault, I mean,
come on.
We should be able to. And I know sometimes it make it difficult because people don't know how to handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to somebody and say, I'm having this struggle, I'm having this problem. And even if we knew Eddie Long was in trouble when he started wearing the little body shirts in the pulpit.
Yes.
He went
Lord
from clean dress to, with the nice shirts on. You looked at the spirit. He got an earring in his ear. You saw he was changing. Why
Lord
didn't
Jesus.
We say something then until
Lord
we
Jesus.
Waited to this hit the public? Now everybody wants to make a scene about it. We should have dealt with it in private. Then it would never have become public.
Wow.
So even for his leaders who knew he was in trouble, who knew he was struggling with his sexuality, and he knew he was having these kind of problems. This is the issue, sisters. Let's talk to each
Amen.
Other today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. Let's be
yes.
real.
Amen.
If we could honestly just say to somebody that we got in our corner
got a problem.
That we all have
right.
struggles.
That's
yes.
right.
Let's
yes.
be truthful. When they come to you, it's time for you to bind together, pray for one another, instruct them in wisdom and in knowledge, and not let this continue. Come on, take a seat. Let's
right.
pray together.
Right.
Let's
yes.
put ourselves down. And
yes.
say, okay, we need
yes.
to get this together before we find our sisters and brothers falling from a high place when they don't
my
need
God.
To.
My mm-hmm. Lord. My
Amen.
Lord.
We gotta
my
be
Lord.
Honest. We gotta be honest. We're wearing too many masks, we're playing too many games. And God says, when I give you opportunity after opportunity to get this right, I'm going to pull the covers.
Mm. Yes.
Not just on
and
you, but everybody who was attached to you.
Yes. Yes.
So yes, I feel bad, and my spirit is upset, and my you know, about the whole thing, and Pastor Rebecca is so saved. I love her to pieces, but I'm
yes,
going to say
yes.
my soul was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed to the
mm-hmm.
highest level of festivity, if there is.
Yes. yes.
Okay.
Amen.
But,
Amen.
How many, what, can I say this? How many young people did we lose to homosexuality?
Right.
That's
we
right.
never took the time to deal
right.
with. But
that's
because
right.
of the man of God in the pulpit, now we want to make an issue?
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Right.
And you know, oh, Jesus.
And
you know,
want,
woman of God.
We want to make an issue because it was Eddie Long. What happened to our children that
right.
turned out
yes.
in the church?
Yes.
Amen. And that
my
looked
God.
Up to him.
My
Amen.
God, woman of God,
yeah.
if I may say one thing that I have been noticing, and I also have prayer warrior, I'm prayer warrior for you on Blog Talk Radio. I just shared on my show, and you confirmed it. It is time for us to not only pray for the leaders of ministries globally, but also for our government.
Amen.
The enemy knows that his time is winding up short. Now, I'm not afraid that I'm going to go that direction because I'm not. I stand for holiness. But the mere fact is, tell me how you women of God think of this. When I share this with some of my prayer partners, they say, well, they see that Spirit sees the anointing on you and they're coming after you. The enemy is taunting you, but the
oh,
people
yeah.
really want to be delivered. And,
yeah.
and my thing is, okay, Lord, because the realm that I walk in the spirit realm, but I am still growing into, you know, we have to know what level we're at and what realm of demonic activity we can combat. Sometimes people are going after realms of principalities and powers that they're not equipped to handle.
Mm.
And because of the political arena, the mind of a spirit of politics has gotten into the body of Christ. So people see these bishops and these apostles and even in a congregation. They don't have to be a preacher. People in the congregation know if someone is slipping, that's feeding them the word of God. And they should pull together and have prayer vigils and fast and pray and cover the backs of the men and women of God who are bringing the word because they're on the front line. The enemies, they're the head of that ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And if
right.
the enemy can take out the head, he's
yes,
going to come after
the
baby.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
so
right.
the babies need to get together and cry, Abba, Father, help our
My
parents,
Lord,
glory to God.
Come
and
on, fast pray.
And pray for the parents of,
yes.
the, of the body of the kingdom. You know, and Bishop Long, I didn't know he was going that way, but
I did hear about the abusive nature he had with the first marriage, and usually when you open up a door to verbal or physical abuse, every vile, evil work steps into the arena. And so my passion is for souls and for anointing. It's a lot of imitated anointing. You know, the Bible talks about apostles, signs, and lying wonders. And I told God, I said, I refuse to be a lying wonder.
Amen.
A lying wonder is someone who preaches, prophesies, but not living what they preach. That's a lying wonder.
That's right.
I refuse to open my mouth and preach a word and lay hands and cast out a demon, and I will have a demon myself. Because when you do that, you open up your mouth, you release into that spirit. Whatever demon you got is transmitting in the spirit realm on that person. And that person is coming up for breakthrough. They're coming up for deliverance.
Jesus.
They're coming up for restoration. And if the people like the woman of God say, if you're not ready, just sit down until
sit down.
You get delivered.
Yes.
So you release a wonder that's not a lying wonder. So you release miracles that's pure and holy and anointed so people can have breakthrough.
Amen.
That is the truth. That is
Jesus.
The thing.
That
our babies
true.
Are in trouble because we're releasing these ungodly spirits.
Yes.
That
yes.
transferring of spirit is so real in the
yes,
church, and we take
yes.
it so lightly. You just let any and everybody come. We are subjecting our members and our family members, and we can't allow that. When you know somebody, I don't care if it's homosexuality. I don't care if it's about fornication. I don't care if it's about adultery. Whatever it is, when you know somebody is operating in those type of spirits, you cannot allow them to continue to speak over the lives of your
Amen.
People.
It's
you
true.
Amen.
It is true.
That's the truth.
That's
the
right.
truth. And you want to know why our babies are walking around with these flamboyant spirits and these wonderful Route 15 with gaiters on and a Louis Vuitton suit trying to preach somewhere. You haven't even experienced life. So
My Lord.
People are cloning people. He didn't want Jesus never intended for anybody to be cloned.
Mm-mm. My God.
You got these clones, people walking, imitating, and the spirit of imitation has come over the church, and everybody's trying to be like somebody else, but nobody wants to be like Jesus.
That's right.
We're sending the wrong message to our children. We're sending the wrong message to the church. One of the messages that is wrong, we're not building a church, and we're not raising up preachers. We're building the kingdom.
Amen.
Say that. Say that.
Those kingdoms are going to come down.
Come on now.
Just like them twin towers came down, the kingdoms that we're building to ourselves are going to come down.
My God. Right. Mm-hmm.
But the only way that's going to happen when the God is when the women get between the porch and the altar and cry out to God, that's when change is going to come.
Amen.
We can't hit the altar today and walk away tomorrow. We've got to stay on our faith. Our babies are in trouble.
Amen.
Our churches are in trouble. And the Bible says if you can bind the strong man of the house, then he's got the house. I refuse to be bound by an enemy that God has given me power over.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Y'all started something.
Jesus.
We ain't got that much time.
Listen, the Holy Ghost. Nothing but the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
wow, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all know this
y'all
topic is
such a
pet peeve, so don't even get me started.
But that's the thing. See, I you know, haven't been molested as a child, you know, and just seeing this you know, everything that's taking place in the church. Now, I know that molestation is real. I know that incest is real. I didn't grow up in church, and to have to see it in the church, you know, breaks my heart. You know, and we have a call. I'm going to put this call on the line. But it just really breaks my heart to see it in the church. And like you all are saying, our babies, how do we protect our children? And I'm talking about not just the little children, but the babes in Christ.
Amen.
We need to protect children. Let's take this call. Area code 708, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman broadcast.
God bless you, Pastor Mecca. How are you today?
God bless you, Pastor Larry. Welcome.
Amen.
God bless you, all of these women.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Larry Spalding.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless all of you all. Listen, I've been listening to the program, and it's kind of took a twist from the original topic. But I do want to comment on some of the things that were said. It is true that a lot of things have crept into the church. The Bible says this, that the enemy has crept in unaware. And the problem with the church is that it is not that we didn't know it, but we have done the same thing that I heard somebody say earlier, that we allowed it to come in, and we have been too afraid to address it. And one of the things the church has done, and we have gotten into so many spiritual cliches until we have lost the power that God has given us as believers. And I heard something was said about the bishop. One of the things that was brought to me, I was a pastoral association, and one of the things that was brought to me is that pastors are the ones who don't have an outlet. Most pastors don't have anyone they can go to because they spend their time counseling everyone else, and they spend their time meeting everyone else's needs. And the truth is, for the most part, pastors have no one that they can actually talk to who can still know their issue and still respect the call in their lives. But the truth is, if you look at it in reality, Pastor Rebecca, I don't know any believer in the body of Christ that's not suffering with some type of issue.
Right.
Now, I think what happens is in Christendom, we often find ourselves majoring on what we call the major sins. But lying is just as major as homosexuality. As a matter of fact, I think that lying is worse because the Bible says that a liar won't carry in his sight. But the truth is, people are always struggling in the body of Christ. This is why we come and get the word in our hearts so that people can get over their issues. And the truth is, once one issue is addressed, God is going to reveal another issue. And so we are always, as the word of God says, we're always being perfected. And
yeah.
In other words, whatever arrives. And so I heard Jesus say this in the scripture. He said that with love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Yes.
And so what I believe is this, that if the church, if we would learn, and I don't mean to be vulgar, but if we would learn to love the hell out of these folks,
Amen.
Yes. Because Jesus, if you saw what Jesus did, if you recall in the book of John, when the woman who was caught in the act of adultery, they brought her before him. And she was caught in the very act.
That's right.
They wanted to see what Jesus was going to say. But if you notice, Jesus did not address what she said right then.
He said,
those of you who are without sin, cast
them. That's right.
And so when he was going here, when I was studying in precedence, he said that before you point the finger at somebody else, let a man examine himself.
That's right.
What Paul said over in 1 Corinthians, Paul said, let a man examine himself.
But
Jesus also said this. He says, while you're trying to pull a piece of lumber out of your brother's eye, check your own lumber yard. Because there could be a few 2x4s in your eye
that's right.
So we have to, I'm not saying that we don't address sin. But the Bible says this. He says, you which are spiritual. But so also the one in the spirit of meekness, one is now considering yourselves. With the Church of Jesus Christ, I think that this is where the body of Christ, where we miss it, because we come down so hard on people. And again, I'm not saying we don't address sin, because sin should be addressed because Jesus addressed sin. But we have to address it not in a attacking mode, but in a sense of saying, you know what? We have to do like Jesus did. He said with loving kindness.
Amen.
I believe in all my heart that you can love a person to the point that the spirit of conviction, not condemnation.
Yes, I like that. Yes,
amen.
Conviction.
Right.
Yes, provoke them to good works. Yes.
And then the love of Jesus that you know.
Yes.
But if I'm attacking you, we all know that when a person attacks us, is our natural instinct to put up our defenses or to attack back. And so if you look at the scripture, Jesus never attacked anybody, but he just simply led them, number one, through his lifestyle, but number two, he loved them. I
Amen.
Mean, if you look at so many examples, even with Judas. If you recall, when Jesus said, one of you is a devil, and he's going to betray me. And all 12 of them said, Lord, is it I? But watch this. The reason Jesus called his friend, because Jesus knew, had he pointed out Judas, that Peter would have cut his head off right there on the spot.
That's right.
But Jesus showed love toward Judas and called him friend. Brother, he embraced him. He embraced him because he wanted to save him and give him a chance. Even though he knew that it was going to be Judas who led him to his destiny, was the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so my point here is with the church, if we're going to do anything to make an impact, because there are 6.6 billion people in the earth. Now, I heard many of you all say things like that we're doing things or this church is impacting the world. Well, the problem with that is I beg to differ. I don't believe the church is really making an impact that we could.
Mm.
Because there are 6.6 billion people in the earth. There are, I think, 11 million people who are professing to be Christians.
All right.
If Jesus took 12 men and turned the world upside down, you mean tell me that 11.5 million Christians cannot impact this world? Something is wrong.
That's right. That's what we're talking about.
We have to be.
I'm sorry, Pastor Larry. I love what you're saying. You know, that's right. You came full circle, sir. You know, you came full circle because the first thing you said, we had gotten a little bit off the topic, but no, we're
still
on the topic.
Yeah, we are.
Is the church making a difference? And then we would begin to talk about the fact that we were calling our brothers and sisters out of their sin. You know, the Bible talks about the brother be found in sin, rebuke that person, you know, openly.
Right.
You know, and we have gotten away from open rebuke, which is better than what it
says. Secret love.
Better
than secret love.
No, but we have to call, like Pastor Tawana said earlier, we have to call a spade a spade. Now, we're women. You know, my husband always say women are more emotional, but men look at things a little bit differently. And I see you walked into a room full of women here, sir.
but he's ringing the bell.
Both of you to do so.
That sounds like my husband. He has given me the same. We've had the same conversation. I say to my husband, but let's put the rest of the Bible in there. Well, Paul says we're dead to sin, you know. And let's look at also the woman with that was caught up in adultery. She hadn't had an encounter with Jesus yet, you know. And I look at he told her to go and sin no more. She was waiting for Jesus. But how about those of us that know Jesus? I mean, we say we know Jesus. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead, that resurrection power, is supposed to dwell on the inside of me and on the inside of us. You told me we can't not sin, you know, and then again, examine myself. I have to examine myself, you know, and I do because I fall short, and I have fallen short. But I'm not going to fall way short to the point where I'm in a hotel, where I'm in the hotel room taking off my clothes.
Right.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Larry, you know that. You're fine. Pastor Larry's fine, y'all. You know, and I went to Chicago, and Pastor Larry knows. We were taking out of my hotel room, you know, because you can fall. Listen, that's what you said. Be careful. Lest you fall. Listen.
Amen.
Listen, you can fall easy. You know,
it's easy
to fall. That's why we got to fall out of our bed in the morning and fall on our knees and fall on our faces and pray and get into the presence of God and stay in the presence of God and pray because we know that there's no good thing in this flesh. That's why we got to walk in the spirit. I need to be walking in the spirit because I cannot impact nothing, not even a cat. Or a dog, you know, if I'm not walking with Jesus. Without Jesus, he said, abide. My God, sir, you struck up a chord because if we don't abide, we can't be effective.
Amen.
We cannot be effective if we're so busy helping everybody else that we don't take the time to help ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord.
A word right there by itself.
Yes.
That's a word by itself.
Come on, you're a man, Pastor Larry. How are you going to say it in front of all them beautiful women and you ain't prayed?
Hey, listen, it's called the Holy Ghost.
I know that was right.
Amen.
It has to be the power of the Holy Ghost.
Come on, stop the madness. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Jesus fell or not.
That's
is he real or not? We got some hands raised. I'm sorry.
Let's
take this call. Amen. Hallelujah.
Caller,
Pastor Rebecca, you said it was getting hot up in here today.
Yeah, buddy.
It's
July thing.
Yes, it is. Leasing power, lady flag.
Erico 581, and I see you 973. Erico 581, your hand is raised. You're on the air. Erico 581?
561.
Okay,
Erico 581305. That would be 561.
561. God bless you, sir. You're on the air. Yeah.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Man of God 7. I'm actually truly blessed to hear the women of God beginning to speak out with the boldness and being sensitive to the sound of heaven and what the voice of God is saying. I was listening to Pastor Larry when he began to comment on certain things that you when I was sitting in the chat room and I'm beginning to, you know, hear the flow of the anointing as God began to give each and every one of you utterance concerning what was being released. And it just, my spirit began to just rejoice because I've seen an open heaven. Because, see, what happens is, you know, sometimes we men, we don't like to put things in perspective. Women, they see things in a different hindsight than we. We actually think on a mental thing, but women are more emotional. They're more direct in the sensitivity and the intimacy of Christ. So they're able to, when they're in tune and walking in the fullness thereof, be able to put things in perspective. And what I like here today, each and every one of you began to speak on, you know, the homosexuality, you know, actually the government issues with the powers and the rulers and the government offering, and also began to speak concerning, you know, how we as the body of Christ is not affected because we are not walking in the fullness of holiness. And see, when God shifts you guys from one place, see, sometimes we got to be sensitive when God is shifting and changing the atmosphere because of what he wants to make known and what he wants to release amongst our people. So I really, really want to encourage you guys. It was very powerful. Really, I'm just blown away, not taking nothing away from the pastor, Larry, because he's also got some very strong points, some valid points. But what God has did with you women today, in the midst of this hour, it is nothing short of a visitation from heaven. And I'm
Amen.
Just blessed to be a part of it. I truly
Amen.
Am. So
Amen.
To each every person's perspective, place that is sensitive and willing to be obedient to the voice of God, you know, kudos to you. Blessings to you. Continue to walk
Glory
in your favor.
Lord.
Continue to walk into the sensitive of his spirit. Because without that, no matter how the world see us, it's more importantly how we able to see each other. See, if we can't begin to correct one another, we can't begin to say, hey, this is where we are falling short as a church. It's not about what the world is doing. It's what the church is doing. Mm-hmm. And if we're not strong enough to begin to say, hey, look, let's uncover this. Let's take the veil off. And because God is, you know, he's vexed. We're grieving the Holy Spirit. And no wonder we don't see the miracles, signs, and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
It's no wonder the anointing is separate. Yes, we can be in the presence, but we don't just want to be in the power in the presence. We want the power to be present.
No.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We want to be able to destroy the yoke. We want to tear down the strongholds. We want to release the miracles, signs, and wonders. But we can no longer cover up sin as sin.
That's it.
God can't move in the midst of a mess. We have to straighten up the mess.
Amen.
That we have allowed to actually give devil the access. So I'm encouraging
Amen.
You to continue
Amen.
To release the power of God. Continue to release the correction. Because that is the anointing that sets people free. And when those people come up and try to invade into the identity of who you are in Christ, just release the word, because guess what? The devil in there will flee.
Yeah,
it's not
the word, that's right.
It's not the person. We got to remember. It's
That's
the
right.
power of the word that lives on the inside of
That's
us.
That's right.
Amen.
The word
against
the
anything
word.
That sets us up against the kingdom of God,
yes,
it has to actually bow down,
yes,
and actually render a respect and say, I back,
yes,
away, I flee away from you
surrender,
because you have authority.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Pastor Larry, I let them women go at it because, you know, women, when they get in the mix, it's hard to get in that and stay strong. So, my brother, I have to give you credit for being the first one to step out on that. But I also got to put balance back into that thing and let the women know you guys are doing an awesome job.
Oh, bless
yes, we have to switch, but it was the power of God that switched that.
Amen.
Amen.
It was a move of God.
Amen.
Thank you so much, man of God. Awesome, awesome commentary. Pastor Larry steps boldly up into this room full of women. That's my brother.
You're
awesome.
And,
he's
oh, my Lord.
Man of God, he's on his spot. Amen.
Amen.
He said it right. We have to. But you know one thing he said, and I love this, we have to gently, those of us who are spiritual, we do have to gently restore those who have fallen,
mm-hmm,
you know, and that's something,
yes,
that we do have to do. Don't,
amen,
count somebody out because God's not finished with that person.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whoever it is,
me
God's
thank
not
you,
finished,
Jesus.
God wants them to see.
Yes,
you know, anybody who, of us who have sinned, I know I've sinned. I have
oh, yes,
like
Rebecca,
said,
amen.
Come on.
Just,
amen.
You got to be able to see yourself, you know, but
amen,
if you're
yes,
where you can't see yourself anymore, then you're in a danger zone. Somebody has to cry loud and spare not.
Amen.
So God be the glory. We have one more caller.
Amen.
I'm going to try to squeeze this caller in. Area code 973, I believe it's 763. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Stacy Bailey. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
I tell you, I am truly being blessed. I was, asked to join the call by yours truly, Lady Flag. Who doesn't she know? I tell you, she knows how. She is the connect. I call her the, you know, the Rolodex for the body of Christ. And we just thank God. We just thank God for her. And, you know, I am just so overjoyed just to hear, you know, the conversation that's relevant that's being spoken today. Because, once again, you know, we need to make sure that we stay connected. And in staying connected, we can strengthen one another. Because the Word of God lets us know that iron sharpens iron.
Yes,
and that relationships are so important.
Yes.
Not just relationships. The right relationship,
mm-hmm,
and being able to recognize, you know, the seasons in the life where God brings seasons in our life where God brings us, you know, into a relationship and connections with people, because not everybody is for every season.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's
mm-hmm
a reason.
Amen.
You know, everything. There
not
is
not everybody
right
is supposed to be with us in every season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we just
mm-hmm
thank God that we got to know how to enjoy those who were with us for that season and recognize when that season is up, it's up. It don't mean that I don't like you no more. It don't mean that we're not, you know, connecting. But right now, what I'm going through, you know, God may need to place me in the company of someone that can take me to where I need to be for that season.
Right.
My Lord, my Lord, my
that's
Lord.
That's
you know,
good.
And I just thank God for that because, once again, you know, we need relationships. We are relational beings. And that being said, you know, I just thank God that, you know, God deals with us as it relates to people. We need people. People need to be in our life. We need to know when to let go and know when to hold on and know and like I was just telling someone, sometimes we look for everything in one person and everybody and one person can't be everything in our relationships. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen.
You know, we'll have a person that, you know, is a friend. We got to recognize that, you know, so I used to get a little, I won't say upset, but when I used to feel like laughing, I would have a friend around me that was serious and want to know why they, you know, they not laughing, why they so serious. Well, you know, that's not why she's in my life. She's in my life so that I can look at myself.
Mm.
So
wow,
far, you different
that.
People in different relationships.
Wow.
Sometimes we just want everybody to be everything.
My Lord.
Yes.
My Lord.
Including our spouses.
All right. All right.
Including our, you know, wives, our husbands. We just want them to be everything, but they can't. And we got to know how to, you know, understand, you know, where it got, how God wants them to connect with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I just thank God for you, women, and I thank God for the men that's on the line. Because once again, you know, it is about the right relationships, and I just thank God that, you know, that's what's important, that God is helping me and refining me and being able to know how to, you know, to appreciate the people in each season of my life.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
go ahead.
So, hold it, but we're off the air. I just want to thank everybody for listening that was tuned in streaming. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week with Tina Lane. Dana Neal will be my special guest.
Amen.
But stay with us on the phones because we're going to just close this out right now over the broadcast for the next few minutes. We're going to let Stacey finish her remarks, and then we're going to go ahead and close out. And I thank everybody for tuning in. Go ahead, Stacey. I just wanted to let the people who were streaming know that we appreciated them being with us today.
Amen, amen. And like I said, you know, God has placed on my heart just to share with you that that being said, that we're having a relationship tour on August the 25th. You know, it's on my Facebook page, and I'll, you know, share that with you. Pastor Rebecca, I just thank God for you allowing the body of Christ to get together, because guess what? You know, you have made a difference today. The body of Christ does have impact, and we just thank God for that. And I just love each and every one of you. You women are powerful, and I'm glad that God is moving me towards people that's about the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen, my sister. Thank you so much. Please get that information to me on Facebook, and I'll be sure to announce it on the broadcast. And come back next week.
I will.
Also next week. Come back next week, and I'll have you make a special announcement about your upcoming event, okay?
All right, my dear. God bless everyone.
Bless you.
Powerful. Well, the chat room is, they can't hear us in the chat room unless they're on the phone. Again, I want to thank everybody, all of you, for being with me on today. I mean, my God, especially our brothers, man, the God,
Amen.
Pastor,
mm-hmm.
Father. Just powerful what God is doing. There was a thought that Pastor Larry had brought forth, and I wanted to go back to that. The Lord's going to bring that back to my remembrance. So I just want each one of you, one by one, to just go ahead and take a minute, and just give us a closing, a closing remark to the church. What would God say to the church if he had a minute? Each and every one of you, what would God say to the church today if he had a minute? Starting with Pastor Tawana Thompson, and just going through and speak as the Lord gives you utterance.
Well, Pastor Rebecca, I want to speak to the church. The Lord would really want the church to remember it's time to go back to our faith in prayer. Turn our plates down. Let's be that light that sitteth upon a hill that cannot be hid. Let's be the people that he's looking for in the last days. He's looking for a people that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. That is the only way that true deliverance, healing, and salvation is going to come to the nation. Remember, sometimes you are the only Jesus people will ever see. Let them be impacted in a way that they've never been impacted before by you being that walking and living epistle that is can be written and read by men and women everywhere that you go. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Tina Maine, are you still with us?
Amen. Yes, I am.
1 minute. What would God say to the church?
Just to counter what Pastor Sawana just said, you know, just to the church to go back to prayer and be that walking, living epistle, walking in Christ, leading as an example. I am so full right now, but that's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Valerie Allen, God bless you. Amen. In 1 minute, as we close out, what would God say to the church?
The word of God. Matthew 25:44-45. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when you saw me hungry and artist, or hungry and naked, or sick in a prison, and did not minister unto thee, then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I said to you, as much as you did unto the least of them, the much as you have done it unto me.
Amen.
So may God bless the church in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now for today, Pastor Alicia, 1 minute. What would God say to the church on today?
He would say for us to be watchful, vigilant, repent, and decree and declare, walk in the authority and the power and the realm as an heir in the kingdom of God that he has given us to walk in. Amen.
My God. Pastor Larry Sargent, sir, what is it that God is saying to the church on today?
Well, you know, Pastor, if I was going to say one thing, I would say that it's time for the church to get refilled, because I think that in the body of Christ, we are spending most of our time trying to minister out of our reservoir, and we're ministering out of an empty spirit. And so that if we go and get ourselves refilled, then we can minister from our overflow and not through our reserve.
Amen. My God. What is God saying to the church today, sir? Man of God, are you still with us? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe man of God has signed off. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I just say ditto and amen to everything that all of you have said, that we do have to pray. Amen. And we do have to be still and be watchful and get refilled and, you know, just begin to hear what thus says the Lord and to move forth on that, to be vigilant and to be bold in the things of God.
I would just also say
that Pastor Larry, this is the devil, let him still feel no more. Pastor Larry said that a big problem in the church is that we don't have anybody to talk to. You know, that there's nobody for leaders to talk to when we feel like we're at the end of our rope, and when we feel like we're falling. We need to have an alliance. We need to develop alliances with folk that we can trust. You know,
that's
challenging every leader on this line today to get an accountability partner. You know, somebody that you can partner up with, somebody that you can be accountable to say, look, I'm weak right now. You know, I'm being tempted in this area. I feel like cursing my whole family out. You know, I feel like going and getting another man because my husband is not paying me the attention that I need. Or, for the men, I feel like doing something crazy. We need to be able to go to somebody and be able to say that without the fear of being judged or pushed away. Amen?
Amen.
So I challenge each and every one of you to get an accountability partner. Is somebody trying to say something?
Well, Pastor, actually, it was me. What I was going to say was that I believe that every pastor needs a pastor.
Amen.
They can open with and just be transparent, because I believe that in the body of Christ, that's one of the things we have a problem with, is finding somebody that we can actually share our secrets with. I don't mean,
my God,
you know, stuff that's official, but I mean the stuff that's really deep to our hearts, that's really been the thorn in our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And until we have somebody that we can share with and really be open and transparent with, it'll always be our little secret. And it's hard to get rid of an issue that no one that can hold you accountable for that issue. And so that's definitely needed in the body of Christ, because
Amen.
The person you tell has to be willing to not only keep it, but bring you through it, and then still respect you at the same time.
Amen.
Which means more of the mind of Christ needs to grow up and mature. Because a lot of good Christians, but not a lot of mature Christians. And there's a big difference.
Amen.
Mature Christians. And so they have to be, because one thing, like I told on Wednesday night for our Bible Institute, I said, you tell the wrong person, God forgives you. People don't.
No, they don't.
That's true.
That's true.
And then at the last
praise
day,
the Lord.
But people don't forget. I don't care. People do not forget. And so you have to have somebody to be sure. And so you ask God who you can talk to.
Yes.
Don't just ask somebody because that's your boo. You find somebody that
you know, is a mature Christian. But our suggestion is that the young women find you an old mother, somebody who's been through the same thing you've been through and can walk you through.
Oh, yes.
You know, because you can't tell anybody your secret.
You sure can't. Amen.
You can't. Amen. Unfortunately, the church folks, they hold against you.
Amen.
But we do.
Amen.
You know, and again, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We were saying amen. We were saying amen.
We were
such an agreement. Praise God.
Okay. Well, you know, let's keep the body of Christ up at large, because one of the greatest things and one of the highest powers of prayer is a power of intercession. Because Jesus said, if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, and he'd be in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, if the people of God who really believe the word would get together and begin to agree and intercede, because, I mean, if the power is really in us, which I believe it is, then we can get the devil out of our churches. If we come together and agree and bind it. Because Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven.
Should be bound in heaven.
And again, when you look at Satan is an angel. He's a fallen angel. And according to the book of Psalm, it says, who is manifest a Michael of him and made him a little lower than the angels, or the Elohim, meaning God. And so angels are ministering spirits to serve us. And God has made us higher than the angels, which means we do have authority over Satan. And so if we begin to agree, we can break his powers, destroy his plan, and have the freedom to operate in the body of Christ and to display God in a powerful way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And
you know,
listen, Kathy and Ray Jones, it is 3:10. I want you to know, Kathy Jones listens on her way. She goes to church on Saturdays, and her husband, and she tells me I make them late. It's 3:10, and I see that they are still listening.
Praise God.
Amen. We have, we're going to pray. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask Pastor Tawanda to pray this out. But we have a caller who came in just now. I don't know what's burning in this person's belly. And I know, H, you just raise your hand. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord, Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Rebecca, and all you women of God. I am so blessed. And that's all I want to say. I am jumping for joy. Praise God.
Bless God.
Oh, thank
God.
You, Lord. I am so blessed. Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
And I don't need to say anything else, but just praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you. I feel the Holy Ghost. Pastor Tawanda,
thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and pray us out of here. Let's intercede for a few minutes. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you. And we honor you, God, for this time, and we honor you, God, for your
thank
power
you, Lord.
And your presence.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank
Lord.
You, God, for bringing us together. On
yes,
this
Lord.
Radio
thank
station.
You,
God,
Lord.
First we lift up the visionary. God, we lift up Pastor
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Right
yes,
now.
Oh, God.
Yes,
God.
We pray, even God, that you would continue to bless her and overflow
in
and increase.
Yes,
yes,
God,
oh,
that you would
thank
touch
you,
her
Jesus.
Body, God, that you would touch her ministry, God, that you
yes,
would move
God.
On her behalf in this
of
season
Jesus.
Of her life.
Yes, Lord.
We thank
oh,
you, God,
Lord.
For making her that person that will
thank
bring
you,
others
Lord.
Together. In
yes,
unity
Lord.
And in love and
yes.
in power.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, for every individual that's been on this radio broadcast
yes,
today, we
Lord.
Pray now,
yes,
God,
God,
that you will uh-huh. continue to stir them according to
oh,
your
yes,
word.
Lord.
Stir
Hallelujah.
The gifts of God that's on the inside
thank
of us,
Jesus.
Oh God. Cause us
thank
to be
you,
those
Jesus.
Individuals that you can depend on in this
yes,
hour
Lord.
And in
yes,
this last
Lord.
Day. Cause
thank
us, Lord, to be lifters
yes.
one of another,
yes.
God, that we will
yes.
build each other up for your glory and for your
Jesus.
Kingdom. God, and we pray now, God, even after
thank
we start, after we sign off today, God, that this
yes.
fire will
yes.
continue to burn in
yes.
our souls,
yes.
God,
yes.
to be able to go
thank
out and to
Jesus.
Reach those that are in need. And, Father, we
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For causing us to lift up the standard
yes.
of holiness
yes,
and righteousness. Wherever
thank
we go,
you,
God,
Jesus.
Cause us to be that light that sits upon the hill that cannot be hid.
Thank
minister
you,
to those men of God that stood strong in your word
oh,
today.
Yes, Lord.
Encourage
yes.
them in the name of Jesus. Look on Pastor Rebecca's
you.
Husband today.
Yes,
come
Lord.
Now, God,
him right
continue
now,
to
God.
Use him
God.
For
in
your glory, wherever
yes.
he is,
so
whatever
glory.
He does.
Yes.
God, let your anointing fall on him
oh,
like
yes,
never
Lord.
Before.
Yes.
And every individual,
Lord.
God, that's on
yes,
this broadcast,
thank
let your word
be true and powerful and evident in their lives. And Father, we will take your glory. Neither will we share with them, but God will promise to give it all back to you.
Oh, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory to you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, healing over his life right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
Oh, God, that might be trying to, Father God, even, Father God, destroy him, oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we just pray, Father God, healing on their hearts, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind up the spirit of homosexuality right
now. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Jesus.
Lord, we curse it from the very root in the name of Jesus. Lord, take hold of the reign, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cast down every vain imagination, oh, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Thy will be done, oh God. As your presence is in heaven, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh God. Jehovah
Sabaoth.
Thank you, Father. On high, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship you.
We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God.
We thank you, oh God, for your protection over your daughters. Life,
oh
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being our Lord.
Water, touch
your name,
Lord. Thank you for being our Jehovah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being our Jehovah. Thank you for being our Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being our Jehovah. Thank you for being our Jehovah Saviour. Thank you for being our Jehovah Shalom, our Jehovah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the Lamb in the midst of the throne. Thank you for being head over all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being high and watching one. Thank you for being holy and awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the God of our lives. Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for being love. Thank you for being
joy. Thank you
for fighting our battle for us, Lord. Thank you for being our strength and our power.
Lord,
thank you, Father. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our salvation. Thank you for being our life. Thank you for being our life-giving spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being Lord strong and mighty. Thank you, Father, for being our refiner and our purifier.
Thank you.
Thank you for being our refuge from the storm. Thank you for being our restorer. Thank you for being our rock. Thank you,
yes. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for being our strength and our shield. Thank you for being our sword of your excellence.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you for being the word. Thank you for being the word of life. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for being our holy
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God, the holy one, the only one, oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, let it not be a song, oh God. Let us sincerely give ourselves away to you, oh God. Use us for your glory, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Let it not be just a thing to say and sing, oh
God.
Manifest your glory in our lives, oh God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Oh, God.
We
take
back
thank
your
you,
church.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We take back your church for your glory.
Yes.
We're here for the Lord. In Jesus' name. My
in
God.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus' name.
In 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 Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
The
in Jesus' name.
The name shall walk. The
yes.
sick shall
yes.
be healed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Snatch back everything that the devil has stolen, oh, God. Yes, oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
With the book of your heart, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Lord, we Lord, we decree and declare the battle is won. We decree
yes.
and declare, Lord,
yes.
God, you may move
oh,
the enemy. We
oh,
decree
yes.
and declare, Father, that you
will
kill the enemy that has come
yes.
against the people of God. Father, you will ordain us. We
thank
you, Father. We decree and declare, God, that you're preserving us what you ordained us for. We decree and declare we've won the victory. Hallelujah. We believe, God. We decree and we declare it, Father. We shall live and not die. Lord God, we shall declare the works of the Lord through our lives, Father.
Lord.
Father,
yes.
we declare that these women
thank
of God,
Jesus.
Father, that
yes.
and the men of God in this life, Father, that they
yes,
will go forth with power and authority
yes,
and anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes,
decree and declare the fire of God, Holy
yes,
Ghost,
the
fire, the
Jesus.
Sword of
yes,
the Holy
Lord.
Ghost, fire,
your
mouth,
God.
Lord God,
yes,
that the
yes,
anointing
yes,
upon
God.
Our life shall
yes,
destroy
yes.
every yoke in the name of
oh,
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
In
the name
of blood,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
in
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name.
Name.
Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is.
God.
It is God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Praise your name,
Jesus.
I praise you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes.
My God. Glory.
Oh, God.
My God.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory. Yes.
Glory.
Our soul.
Glory.
Yes.
We were born
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
We were born to worship.
Lord.
Yes.
Touch everything.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Heal God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch
yes.
every prison.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Heal. Lord. Touch Ray Jones. Oh God.
Holy Spirit, you're welcome.